bet you've never flown a poker run like this one. I'm Paul Plagg, and this is Aero News. Welcome into this Aero News special feature, and thanks for downloading us today. My guest today is Betty Wilson, who administers the Aviation Ambassadors Awards Program for the Commonwealth of Virginia in the Virginia Department of Aviation. And we talked about this a couple of days ago on Aero News, and then we got word that it had been temporarily suspended, or at least the awarding of the prizes in the program. We wanted to find out a little bit more about it. Betty, thanks for taking a few minutes out to talk to our listeners today.
Hi, good morning. Good to talk to you.
Let me ask you first about how this program got started, because this sounds like something that a flying club or an EAA chapter or something would dream up, but not a state or a Commonwealth Department of Aviation. Why was this program started? What does the state have in trying to incentivize pilots to visit all these airports?
Well, we're very interested in promoting the airports in Virginia, and we'd like to encourage air pilots in Virginia to visit the various airports. And we were looking at ways that we could do that that would be beneficial for them and beneficial for the airports.
How did the particular form of the Aviation Ambassadors Awards come to pass? Who thought this would be a good way to do that?
Our agency director actually came up with the idea originally. He had looked around and had seen some other programs that use the passport system. An example is the National Park System for the United States. They do a passport booklet that people can visit the park and get a stamp. And he was thinking that we could do the same thing in aviation.
Well, it's interesting because I know some aviation clubs have something called a poker run that they'll do from time to time, where they'll have their members gather on a Saturday morning and they'll have a course laid out where they visit four or five airports and everybody picks up a playing card at each stop, and then they come back and whoever has the best hand, wins some kind of a prize, and it's designed to kind of encourage the same thing. But you have 66 public use airports in the state. Are there airports that just don't get enough traffic, or a reason that you want pilots to visit all of them?
We would like people to visit the airports, yes, because some of them are newer airports. Some of them are airports in areas that don't get as much traffic as others do. And we are proud of the facilities, and we have actually found, as a result of the program, that a lot of the pilots that have visited airports have actually said they intend to go back and visit the area again, because once they got there, they realized it was a terrific place.
Is there kind of an economic development component to this program?
Oh, certainly. In terms of getting people familiar with the area, familiar with what's available in the various communities around these airports. As I said, a lot of people that we've talked to that have been participating in the program have said that in their normal flying, they wouldn't have had a reason to go to certain airports. But once they actually visited the area, they definitely said they'd love to go back there and visit it again, either as a tourist destination or as a stop when they're flying routine flights. So we think it's beneficial.
I know as a Department of Aviation, obviously you folks understand the benefit of small airports to the economy and to the culture of your area. Is that kind of a tough sell sometimes to the public? Is there a component of this where you want people to appreciate the airports in their own local communities as well?
Oh, we definitely do. We definitely do. And we do try to promote the airports across the board. It is important for people to appreciate their local airport, to see it as part of a bigger system of airports, that each airport isn't just an isolated entity on its own, and that it's beneficial to their community, and that it is part of a bigger system.
Now, the Aviation Ambassadors Awards Program got underway in 2005. How did it first get publicized?
Well, when we first started the program, we did a kickoff in July of 2005 at the Virginia Aviation Museum in Richmond, where we invited people in. But we also sent packages of information out to each one of the 66 public use airports. We also have some aviation museums in Virginia that participate in the program. They got packets of information that included posters and pamphlets and stocks of the actual passport brochures. And so we actually did a pretty good kickoff. Also, very close to the beginning of the program, we had a regional fly-in in Virginia, and we actually did our first award ceremony at that fly-in. And so we also got a lot of good publicity for the program through that as well. Also, for those who are on the web, we have a page on our website that talks about the program as well.
And is that www.doav.virginia.gov?
That's correct.
Okay.
Now, and there's a link right from the homepage to the Ambassadors Program.
Now, you mentioned that you have 137 participants who have completed the program. Are there intermediate steps which have prizes below what the top prize would be?
Yes. We wanted it to be a graduated program because we knew that not everybody could go out and visit all the airports at once. We do have three levels of the program. The first level is the bronze level, which involves basically visiting 25 airports. It involves visiting four museums, attending a safety seminar, because we also want to encourage that as a part of the program, and also attending the state fly-in in Virginia. If they do all that, that's the first level of the program, and they get a prize for that. The next level would be to go up to 50 airports, and if they visit 50 airports, there's another prize. And then, of course, when they finish the program at 66, then they get the top prize for that.
And how many aviation-related museums are there in the state that are included in the program?
There are six currently.
Okay.
There are six of them currently, including the Halsey Center of the National Air and Space Museum is one of them, but there are other museums such as the Virginia Air and Space Center in Hampton, the Virginia Aviation Museum, the National Museum of the Marine Corps, the Army Transportation Museum at Fort Eustis, and the Military Aviation Museum in Virginia Beach.
Okay, and tell us about the state fly-in.
The state fly-in, this year it's going to be at Suffolk Executive Airport. It's called the Virginia Regional Festival Flight.
Oh, this is the one that up until this year was labeled as an EAA event. This is one of the events that's organized by EAA chapters, in your case a group of chapters, and they've had to, through because of some insurance technicalities, just change the name of it and the presentation of it this year.
Exactly. They changed the name and the presentation of it. They've also changed the location. They wanted to grow the fly-in, and for that reason, they've moved it to the Suffolk Executive Airport. And it's going to be held in June this year, actually the 13th and 14th of June, the Father's Day weekend, actually. Mm-hmm. I think that's the 14th and 15th, actually, of June. They're looking to have a good new location there. It's a very nice location at that airport.
All right, so if a pilot travels to all these different stops, eventually he will reach the point where he is qualified for the top prize. And up until now, that has been a very nice jacket.
Yes, it has. Yes, it has. And they've been very, very popular. It's a nice leather jacket with a Virginia Aviation Ambassador's logo on it.
All right. Well, we're sorry to hear that the prizes have been suspended, but we're going to talk a little bit more about the future of the program in a moment. I'm talking today with Betty Wilson, who administers the Aviation Ambassadors Awards Program for the Virginia Department of Aviation. And you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Finally, aviation headsets have evolved. Clarity Aloft is the next generation of headset design for a number of reasons. Clarity Aloft headsets are known for the superior clarity of sound. They're lightweight but rugged enough to meet military specifications. Best of all, they boast better noise reduction than ANR in the speech frequencies that matter most to you. For more information, call 612-747-3197 or check out the innovative Clarity Aloft headset on the web at clarityaloft.com.
Welcome back to this Aero News special feature. I'm Paul Plack, talking today with Betty Wilson of the Virginia Department of Aviation about the Aviation Ambassadors Awards. We talked about this on Aero News over the past few days, and found out that the actual awarding of the prizes in the program has been temporarily suspended. And Betty, I wanted to ask you a little bit more detail about this, because if I understand correctly, it's not that the program is being called off. It's just that For whatever reason, whether it be a downturn in economic conditions or some combination of the planets aligning, the fund from which these prizes are purchased has run dry for the time being. There's no thought that this program will be canceled permanently. As far as the department is concerned, it's been a success.
Oh, it's been a terrific success. We've considered this one of our most successful programs, working with general aviation pilots. So we very much value the program. We don't plan to cancel it. We're talking about it as a temporary suspension of the program until we can continue it. And in the meantime, we still encourage pilots to visit the airports, visit the museums, obtain stamps. And they can still come in and bring their passports, and we'll validate them. And we'll probably provide a certificate or some recognition, even temporarily, to them. And then we hope to be able to continue with the program in its original format.
Okay, tell us what the funding sources are for this program, because I know part of it is the state's sales and use tax on aircraft. But are there gasoline taxes and other kinds of aviation-related revenue that flow into this fund?
Yes, our agency is a non-general funded agency, so the special fund that would promote projects such as this, the funding is from gas taxes and from sales and use tax, and that's where the shortfalls lies in that area. So hopefully those will increase, and that it's an economic situation that will improve, and that it'll allow us to continue the program.
And just so our listeners are clear on this, this is not a situation where it needs to be increased from historic levels. It's just that it's fallen off, and if it returns to normal historic levels, you'll be fine.
That's correct. Yeah, this is a situation where we just have unusually low levels. So if we can get the funding back up to where it was, the revenues to where they previously were, then we'll be fine, and we'll continue from there.
Now, you had mentioned that there have been some contacts from other states about this program. There seems to be some interest among other aviation departments at the state level to do a similar program in other states. Tell us about that. What is it about the program in Virginia that has appealed to these other states?
I think it appeals to the other states just because it's been so popular here. And it actually is a program that administering the program is not that a complex a thing, and it's something that any state could do with the resources that they have in terms of basically setting up the program. Now, in terms of what level of rewards they want to give out, or how much in depth they want to go into the program, they can adjust that for their own use. So I think that's why it appeals to them, because it does allow them to be creative and possibly do something a little different, but it's a proven program. Also, frankly, we've had some pilots from other states that have come to Virginia to actually do the program, and they're going back and telling their home states that, hey, you know, I've done the program in Virginia. I'd really love it if we would have that same program in our home state.
Well, now, I know you've had a couple of pilots from North Carolina. Where else have they come from? Who else has taken home one of these jackets?
We've had pilots so far from North Carolina, from Maryland, from Delaware, from Florida, and from West Virginia so far, in addition to Virginia.
And so they're walking back to their pilot's lounge, and they're wearing a jacket that says, has a Virginia Aviation logo on it. That has to be kind of a minor taunt for those home aviation departments.
Oh, yeah. Well, we love it.
I know.
We love it. And again, we hope that they will join in somehow.
Do you have any idea how many pilots have completed the bronze or silver levels of the program? We know 137 guys got the jackets. How many pilots have actually reached some point in the collection of those stamps where they've been qualified for at least the bronze level?
I'd have have to guess, probably, because the interesting thing we found about the program is that most people will wait until they finish the whole program before they come in to see us.
Ah.
If I had to guess, I'd probably say it's probably on the order. I probably have maybe 150 or 160 who have received some sort of award, either a bronze, a silver, or a gold. Mm-hmm. But we have 137 that have received the gold. So we do get a few that do the interim levels, but we find that the majority of our participants so far have gone all the way through the program before they actually come in and talk to me, or before they bring their booklet in. Sometimes they'll call me on the phone and talk to me as they're working through the program, but they don't necessarily bring in their booklet to retrieve their reward until they completely finish.
All right. Well, this sounds like a lot of fun. Again, it's like the poker run, traditional poker run, only amped up to a much higher level, and it's great to see the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Commonwealth of Virginia.
Doing something this aggressive to promote the use of its public use airports. If people have questions about the program, they'll find most of the answers, I think, at your website. Can we count on a press release if you get the funding back up running to the point where the awards themselves are resumed?
Oh, definitely, definitely. As soon as we get word that we can resume the program, we'll be letting the public know just as quickly as possible, and we'll be sending press releases out immediately.
Well, Betty, you sound like a fun bunch.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that.
Thanks for taking a few minutes out to talk to our listeners today.
Thank you.
Betty Wilson administers the Aviation Ambassadors Awards Program for the Virginia Department of Aviation, and you can find out more at www.doav.virginia.gov. And let me issue this one caveat to listeners. Virginia is one of those places where visiting pilots from out of state are charged a use tax on aircraft. However, the details are well publicized, and it will apply only if you spend 60 days or more within a 12-month period in Virginia. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. On the web, you'll find us at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.